following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
With Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, you don't have to waste your time calling and waiting. Just stop by and pick up a large pepperoni pizza for $5 or the 8 crispy caramelized corners of our large deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for $8. And why waste your time sitting in traffic? Just lower the windows and turn up the volume. We'll take care of the rest.
Wee-oo, wee-oo! Emergency, everybody out of the way! Ee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo! We're going to Little Caesars! Wee-oo, wee-oo!
Pizza, pizza.
And participating look.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the road today. We are at the Kearney Country Club, where the Winter Sports Luncheon will be taking place. Of course, the Loper Luncheons take place every other week and twice a year. We put together the fall and then the Winter Sports Luncheon. And as Damon Day told me Tuesday, how come we don't have a Spring Sports Luncheon so I can come talk?
He's such a whiner.
Yeah, there's a reason. But come on up today. Lunch here at the Kearney Country Club. They'll start serving at 11:45. The coaches will start speaking just before noon from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic. They will all be on hand today talking about the winter sports scene, from swimming to basketball to wrestling to indoor track for the Lopers and a whole lot more. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, and today we welcome back one of the top 150 players on his team. That's Monty Kratzenstein.
I moved up. When you get older, you get better. You know that, Doug.
Well, coming up, one of his former teammates and Nebraska quarterback Jerry Godowski will join us. One of the first guys that knew how to run the ball and throw the ball at the collegiate level at the quarterback position. And you've got some quarterbacks now like Johnny Manziel, Jordan Lynch. In fact, it's kind of the mainstay. You better be able to do both in this day and age, or it's going to be a little harder to find a spot for you on a collegiate football team. We'll also be talking with the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Paul Plinsky. I think you can't sugarcoat it. It was a bad day yesterday for UNK. I mean, when you're one of four finalists for national championship hosting sites and they pick three and you don't get either one that you're in for, that's not a good day.
No, that's not good. And I think, it'll be interesting to hear the perspective of that and the whys and the how comes and all that.
And it'll be it's unfortunate they do pick up a couple of regionals, but I was genuinely shocked that Division II wrestling didn't come to Kearney, since that's where they have the championship record for attendance. And so we'll see what the athletic director thinks about that. Luke Hoover will answer your fantasy football questions as well. Plus, we'll be talking about the world of sports. We've got Thursday night football between the Broncos and Chargers tonight right here on ESPN Radio with kickoff at 7:25. But let's just jump right into how have you been? Oh, how have you been?
How much time do we have? I've been
everything
great.
Good.
Hey, as it turns out, when you work for Nebraska Salt and Grain, you have basically a busy fall and a winter with grain and road salt. Who knew?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, my real job is kind of taking me away from this, so it's nice to be back.
Have you got on the salt pile and did some sledding yet?
I can't comment on that. I think that would be wrong to roll around the salt.
I noticed that today. I'm always happy to go to the golf course and always great to be here at the Kearney Country Club. But as I drove up today, I said, you know what? This is going to be a rare opportunity to come to the golf course and not lose a golf ball.
I will not lose one at all. I wondered if you had a tee time, because I had my winter golfing gloves with me, but I guess we'll have to bypass that one.
I'll tell you what, it'd be even tougher to find them today than usual when we tee off. Doug Duda along with Monty Kratzenstein, and let's get the show started here. He is an assistant head coach, co-offensive coordinator, works with the quarterbacks as well, a former Nebraska Cornhusker, now with Frank Solich, and has been for a number of years with Ohio. The Bobcats will play East Carolina in the Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl coming up on December 23rd. Jerry Godowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jerry, thanks for the time. I just want to let you know that Monty Kratzenstein said that of all the players on the 1989 Nebraska football team, you were in the top 125. He hung up.
You see, you made him mad already.
I had that great introduction.
You know,
great introduction.
Jerry's got thin skin. You know, you might have ticked him off. I'm guessing that there might be a cellular issue where he's somewhere in the mountains of Virginia recruiting somewhere, but I bet you'll call back.
We'll try and reestablish our connection there. That was a rousing way to start things off there.
Now you have to think of a brand new one for the next one, you know.
But Godowski, as we said, one of the first guys that he set some records at Nebraska that kind of paved the way for future players, and kind of shows us what a lot of the guys do today.
Well, you know, the thing about Jerry, and I'm biased because he's one of my best friends, but the thing is, he didn't play until his senior year. All this talk about busts and highly recruited players and all this sort of thing, and you know, Jerry was behind Steve Taylor and didn't play until his senior year, and great example of perseverance and patience, and had a great senior year. He always was a great player and a great leader. But, you know, and their thing is scholar athlete. You know, he might not be on right now, so it's okay. I give him all these kudos. I don't want to make his head big. He is scholar athlete. You know, he was an accountant for a year down in downtown Minneapolis. Decided he didn't want to work in an office in a cubicle. So he went out to the world of college coaching, to the beautiful places like Brookings, South Dakota, and Las Cruces, New Mexico, and Athens, Ohio.
Well, we will try and reestablish our connection with Jerry Godowski here in a little bit. And as we said, Paul Plinski, athletic director at UNK, Luke Hoover from RotoWire, will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we hope, from the Kearney Country Club. Tomorrow, I want to let you know that we're going to be on the road as well at Fast Fills here in Kearney. Nebraska Lottery will be there for a Christmas giveaway. Some great, great items that will be given away only if you stop by tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Fast Fills and join us for the Doug and Daddy Show on an extended edition tomorrow from 11 to 1. We will be at Fast Fills to give you the very latest, let you know what's going on with their holiday party and some of the things that they'll be giving away. T-shirts to a Dr. Pepper go-kart. We've got that. Who wouldn't want something cool like that? Coca-Cola Polar Bear. We've all seen the advertisement there. Coolers, chips, Storm hockey tickets, Nebraska Lottery giving away a grab bag with the purchase of $10 in lottery tickets. So 11 to 1 tomorrow. Everyone's a winner. And the grand prize, a 6-foot stocking full of goodies just in time for Christmas. So we will see you tomorrow at To Fast Fills.
Wonderful.
I want to get to just your thoughts here on where Nebraska is. I know what your thoughts are when it comes to all this coaching bugaboo, and but we haven't had you co-host for a while because you're keeping busy working 17 hours a day. But I know that you would probably be opposed to what you saw in the Iowa game and the demeanor and all of that. And it is very interesting to me that a couple of the national analysts who just don't have – they're not rose-colored glasses covering in Nebraska. The word is out there they are surprised that Coach Politi kept his job because of his demeanor. And you don't hear anything about coaching. And I really think the defense got so much better this year, and there's going to, and they're recruiting very well right now. So just kind of your thoughts on where Nebraska is as they get ready for bowl preparations.
Well, there's so many – when I went through and looked at the positives and negatives, I really came up with an equal amount. And you know me. I don't like controversy. I don't like people stirring things up. I would hate to be a day-to-day radio talk show guy that has to try to create a story or make something out of a story, and I understand that. But, you know, the negative part of it is Nebraska still has no big wins. You know, that's that. You look at the national perception. You know, the outside perception is that we are a little bit above mediocre program. I don't, you know, and we win 8, 9, 10, whatever games, but there's that outside perception, and that's real. You have to understand also that from the national perception, I'm anxious to talk to Jerry about this if we get him back, because, you know, what you see on TV is maybe 5 or 10% of that head coach, that persona of that head coach. And let's be honest, that's not very good with Bo. At times, that's – and it's really – and it's poor. You know, the post-game interviews, the halftime stuff, and that's real. That isn't what Bo Pelini is all about. You talk to the players. You talk to the people around him. That's not what he's about. But that's a national perception, and that's a problem. And I don't know, I'm not saying the guy can just change, but that's a problem. So with all the good things, and there's more good things going on bad, but it's certainly that's a negative. A lot of good things happening down there, but that's not one of them.
And I think it's unfortunate because I really do blame fans that just get on these message boards and really have no idea about football. And I really believe that those are the people that are yapping and yipping. And then that gets the media to have to cover the story and have to ask the questions. I don't think anybody wants to ask coaches questions about their future and what everybody thinks about them and things like that. But I thought Bo had repaired his image coming off the entire Jack Hoffman situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he used Jack Hoffman. I'm just saying that thing blew up more than anyone could imagine.
That's what he's about, too. I mean, he's about
that. That is him. Mm-hmm. On the field, though, we know how that is. Athletes, competitors, there's a different person when game time is on. You may practice a certain way. You may live your life a certain way. But there's a lot of people that when it is competition time, change.
And look at, you know, social media, the reporters, and I got into a little bit of a Twitter fight with a guy because, you know, they were talking about the relevancy of stories. And I said, and my comment was, just because there's a rumor on Facebook doesn't make it relevant.
Exactly.
I can go out and make and create a rumor, and that doesn't make it relevant. And that's a hard thing as a day-to-day media guy, what's real and what's created, what's made up behind a screen or on a website or those sorts of things. And that's a very difficult situation. We didn't have to deal with that in the past, but that's a real sort of a thing. So it's a challenge to the media. It's a challenge to the coaches to also have to navigate their way through it.
What was the most, during your playing days at Nebraska, what was the biggest blow up?
You know, when I was a redshirt was before the Florida State game, and that was a free ticket deal where the NCAA investigated, and they realized that there was a whole bunch of players that were getting tickets and were signing up maybe relatives, and those tickets weren't going to the relatives. Now, it was never proven that people were getting paid for it, but there was some discrepancies about that. Today, that would be splashed all across ESPN. It wasn't that big a deal. Originally, the NCAA suspended everybody involved, and so Nebraska wouldn't have had a team. But then, of course, the lawyers got involved and whatnot. That was probably the biggest thing. But, you know, the beat writers were the beat writers who Coach Osborne had a relationship with. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a buddy relationship, but had a relationship. There's an amount of respect between the two, which isn't around in a lot of – I mean, that's the way society is not today.
Well, we are rolling along here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are going to take a break, and we are still anticipating that we'll get a chance to talk to Jerry Godowski. We apologize for the technical difficulties right now. We'll talk a whole lot more. Stay with us.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got complete nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that will be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100% off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25%, 50%, 75%, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. There's traffic, there's parking. It'll be packed with everybody mailing holiday gifts and packages. What a headache. That's why I recommend Stamps.com. You can avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Don't even try it. I have. You'll regret it. Everything you do at the post office, you can do right from your desk, like buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up. So easy. So convenient. Right now, special offer. When you use my name, Colin, it's a no-risk trial. Plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, and type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter.
You want action, though. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR. Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Rouse Rakes, Sapp Brothers, and New West Sports Medicine. Tickets are available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday, December 14th.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Udomani Kratzenstein with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Kearney Country Club, where today it is the UNK Winter Sports Luncheon. All the coaches from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic will be here at the Kearney Country Club today for the Loper Lunch, and we invite you to come on out and join us at the Kearney Country Club, getting underway today at 12 noon. Lunch will begin at 11:45, and we're sure looking forward to hearing what the Lopers, of course, and the Bearcats and the Stars, they've all got their competitions underway, but we'll find out how things have started and what they're looking forward to here over the upcoming couple of months and as they head into the holiday break. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, which non-BCS bowl has the best matchup? And 56% of you said the Capital One Bowl between Wisconsin and South Carolina. 33% stayed with Iowa LSU in the Outback. 11% said Texas Oregon. And that's what Randy liked yesterday.
Everybody likes the Flash. Everybody likes the...
I think it's going to be a horrible game.
I don't know. That's why we have
opinion, right?
Right, exactly.
You look forward to it, but as far as competitive, I don't see it.
Yeah, you got your green shirt on. What about the Michigan State Spartans versus Cardinal, Stanford?
I'm going to take Michigan State.
All right, that's it. For us old school guys that like that kind of football, I love that one. I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, coming up, we will be doing the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. Stay tuned for more details on that. But right now, which of the six Heisman finalists do you think should win the award? That's our Midtown Mart of Hastings Cooler question. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Who should win the award, Monty, for the Heisman? Are you on the Jameis Winston bandwagon, do you like one of the other ones?
I like Jameis Winston. I do. I mean, well, here's what. Before that last game, I liked the Boston College running back, and nobody even knew about. You look at his numbers, and you look at who he played against and whatever, but we've went through this before. To me, the Heisman is the most overhyped, least important award in my eyes, but it is what it is. I'm jumping on the Florida State bandwagon. I'll do that.
You like Florida State to beat Auburn?
I do, but again, one of the problem, and the only reason is if they played this week or next week, I might not because of the role that Auburn is on. But one of the most ridiculous things about the, you know, the BCS system right now, and that's not going to change, is the amount of time that goes between the end of the regular season or the end of the season and that championship game. So they're almost totally different teams by then. So, you know, if they played right now, I might go Auburn, but I think that probably Florida State has a better team overall. So that's an early thing.
All right. You can vote on a Midtown Mark Cooler question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Looks like we're going to try it again with Jerry Godowski, former Husker, now assistant head coach of the Ohio Bobcats. Jerry, I know you heard all the fine words. Let's make darn sure we can hear you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Well, great to hear you. There we go. Great to have you on the program. And apparently, when we said he was one of the top 125 players, he said, well, maybe the top 80.
That's maybe that's what it was, Jerry. I had a long list of things, and then I got a message from Jerry's agent about things that we're not allowed to talk about. Stories from his high school days in Fremont, that's a no-no. Past girlfriends, but he is more than willing to talk about Chip Baugh and his Hastings basketball program. So just so we set the guidelines up early.
Yeah, you talked about all those accomplishments. You forgot my biggest accomplishment at Nebraska was that Monty actually introduced me to my current wife, who is from Shelton, Nebraska, just down the road there.
And that was easy. It was just meant to be.
My biggest accomplishment was fooling her.
That was a pretty good accomplishment, though. I will say that. That's probably bigger than all your awards. I agree.
Probably made you exercise.
No doubt.
But the other thing we can't talk about is you and your marathon running days. I remember after she made you run a marathon, just that once a life thing. I remember you said, "Never again, Cracker. Never again."
And that's held true to this day. I did one, and that's it. No more.
One and done for Jared, the marathon running.
No doubt I need a golf cart. Well, let's talk a little football here with Jerry Godowski as Ohio gets ready for the Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl, and he's on the road recruiting right now. Jerry, how has recruiting changed with Ohio's success over the last few years?
I think probably the biggest thing that we're finding from when we first got here was we have the kids in Ohio's attention. You know, we're getting what we feel like are the top MAC players in the state, which when we first got here, it was harder to do. You know, they were looking at other places. They had to drive by other schools a lot of times to get to us. And so now with, you know, this being our fifth bowl game in a row, you know, we're having a lot better success rate with the very top guys that we feel are the top guys that are going to play in the MAC in the state.
Jerry, we know that you know, you aren't necessarily competing with the Ohio States of the world for the same kid. Your recruiting cycle might be a little bit later because you're waiting on some kids and some offers and that sort of thing. But what are you selling? What's the biggest thing that you're selling to these kids? Because you guys have gotten into Nebraska quite a bit too. You know, you have some Nebraska connections on the staff and also some players. What's the biggest thing that you guys are selling or the things you are selling to them?
Well, you know, now obviously we can sell that, you know, we're a successful program, we're winning, we're going to bowl games. But I think probably the biggest thing is when we get kids on campus, you know, it really is a special type of campus here in Athens, Ohio. I mean, we're your classic college town. I mean, it's been around for a long time, 1804, so you kind of have that classic college feel to it. And, you know, that's probably the biggest thing, along with, you know, it is a good education here that kids understand that. But if we get a kid on campus, we feel like we have a very good shot.
Right. Where's your recruiting area right now, Jerry?
I have a little chunk of Ohio. You know, most guys on the staff, we divide the state up that way. And then I get into Virginia. West Virginia also, that's kind of the main areas that I have.
You have a recruiting story. Our listeners always like to hear recruiting stories. You've been doing this for a while out of Brookings and Las Cruces and all those glamorous places like that. You know, you got one for us?
Well, you know, you always have the ones that the ones that got away stories. But last night was a first. We had, you know, three or four guys from our offensive staff were together here in the state, and we were visiting a young man and talking with him and trying to obviously talk him into coming to our place. And, you know, we asked him, well, when will you know? What will help you make the decision? And he said, you know, he's, well, I think, you know, I'm waiting for a sign, something, you know, that'll let me know. So as we were leaving, one of our guys in the car said, hey, wait, stop the car. He got out, and he went out in the snow and drew out a big Ohio in the snow, O-H-I-O. So hopefully when he woke up this morning, he saw the sign that he was looking for out in the snow to help him commit to our place. So that was a first, doing some drawing in the snow.
That's beautiful. You know, everybody who thinks, you know, I'm wondering, you know, Saban and Urban Meyer, you know, all those guys get all that credit for their great recruiting ability. Shoot, anybody could recruit those places, you know. I'm just glad that you don't coach at Tallahassee Institute of Technology, so you didn't have to freeze yourself to death drawing in the snow.
Yes, and I don't think I could have spelled that either. So that would have been a problem.
Jerry Godowski, former Husker, now on the Ohio University Bobcat staff with Frank Solich. Jerry, a lot of people just want to say that Ohio is mini Nebraska because of all the connections and all the time that you guys spent there. Tell me a little bit about how that does influence and is that fair to say that Ohio is just kind of mini Nebraska?
To some extent, you know, I think there's a lot of us here that obviously have ties to Coach Osborne, and obviously Frank has, you know, major ties to him and how just he went about things. So I think from that standpoint about how, you know, our approach to the game as far as, you know, trying to be physical and our approach to people, you know, treating people the right way, whether, you know, it's players in the program, you know, people that we deal with on airplanes and hotels, you know, all that sort of thing. I think a lot of that would go back to, you know, Coach Osborne and a lot of our time at the University of Nebraska.
Goodell, you and I talk every so often, and sometimes it's kind of funny how you ask me about Nebraska football because you're so in your own world, and I know how that is. You're worried about your own quarterbacks and your own offense and your own situation. But can you give us a little bit of a what the national perception is of Nebraska right now, or is that something that's so out of your loop that you can't think about or you can't give an opinion?
It's way out of my loop. I would say, you know, I think in today's college football, it's hard, you know, it's hard to win 8, 9 games, 10 games. And, you know, obviously I think they've accomplished that there, but you know, everybody wants the big win, wants the conference championship, wants those things that everybody's out there chasing. And, you know, it's hard to get that stuff done. You know, I think you have to have, in today's day and age in college football with 85 scholarships, you got to not have a bunch of injuries. And the biggest thing I see is you got to have the right trigger man. You know, I mean, you look around to the teams that are really successful, they have the right guy playing quarterback for them. And so, you know, that combination of things, I think goes a long way in kind of determining, hey, are you going to be a, you know, depending on where your talent level is, are you going to be a 7-win team, a 9-win team, an 11-win team? Is that combination of things?
It's where the margin between those, you know, 11-win seasons and those 7-win seasons is so small anymore. You know, back in the day, and I hate to go back to, you know, way back when, but you know, it used to be a situation where you had some gimmies and you had some of those games where you just knew you were going to win and you were playing more for your grade on Monday at practice and playing for your spot. You know, that isn't the way it is anymore. Even in your conference, isn't that way in the Big Ten? It isn't that way in a lot of conferences. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's very true. I mean, there are no gimmies, especially when you get into conference games and you know, people know each other and, you know, then playing each other over and over again. It's any conference win you can get, I mean, you take it and move on and get excited about it.
Just another moment here with Jerry Yudowski, former Husker and now assistant head coach with Frank Solich at Ohio. Give us a little bit of insight to your Beef O'Brady's Bowl with East Carolina. Your season got off to a pretty darn good start. I mean, you did face Louisville in the opener, and Teddy did his thing, but you guys were 6-2 before hitting a rough patch at the start of November. Have you guys been able to bounce back from that, and what's the attitude and what's the team like as you get ready for East Carolina?
Yeah, people are definitely excited about, you know, going to a bowl game again. And, you know, it's something obviously around here, you know, you don't take for granted. This is our fifth in a row. But, you know, before Coach Solich got here, I think they'd been to two in the history of the program. So, you know, they're excited about going. And, you know, we did go through a little stretch there in November where, you know, we didn't block very well and didn't tackle very well. And that's not a good combination. And so I think, you know, the last couple of weeks we kind of got things fixed and straightened out a little bit, and hopefully it'll show when we get to go down to sunny Tampa.
Nice to be. I know I talked to you earlier and you didn't know, you know, that bowl game was kind of schedule was kind of tenuous. Didn't know exactly. That's not a bad gig that you drew.
No, it's not at all. We're definitely excited. Be 80 some degrees more than likely, and so it'll be a great trip.
And the lovely wife and the three boys will like it down there too, which is always a good thing, right?
Yes, they will. They're excited. Can't wait to get down there.
Jerry, before we let you go, I mean, you know, we gave Kratz all the time here to say what he wanted to say. You got a Kratzenstein story for me?
Probably not. I did hear you guys talking about your golf game a little bit, and I was wondering, is Monty still beating his, what's Jay, 13 now? 13, 14-year-old son?
He's 14,
is he taking care of him now on the golf course? That was a rumor I heard.
He got me for the first time this fall, Jer, and that you know how much that hurts. I mean, you know when your boys start getting older and they start getting you. I can still post him up in basketball, but that golf stuff, I got a short window left. Hey, let me tell you something about Jerry, since he didn't have a good one. Jerry's a smart guy, right? I mean,
yeah.
Jerry, and I was a smart guy because I roomed with Jerry on the road. So I figured, you know, you room with the quarterback and he's going to throw it to you, right? Well, the problem is, Jerry, as smart as he was, he could never figure out that I really wasn't that fast. Everybody in the whole state knew it. So there was about three times my senior year where he overthrew me by about 3 yards, and he kept telling me to run faster. I'm like, dude, I am slow. You got to be smart enough to not throw the ball so far. I ran a perpetual comeback route. That was a problem, Jerry.
Yeah, you caught a couple. I completed a couple, not many, but we were able to get it done occasionally.
First guy that they ever had to put bigger shoulder pads on so they could get his name on his jersey, Monty Kratzenstein. Jer, I know you're busy. We'll let you get back to recruiting. We wish you the best of luck in the bowl game, and it was a pleasure chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great Christmas.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Jerry Yudowski, Ohio University Bobcat assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback coach with Frank Solich out there, who has done a masterful job at Ohio. But they did have a little rough patch there with three straight losses to Buffalo, Bowling Green, and Kent State. And we could have talked to Jerry for a long time. We've asked Coach Solich this. Man, I truly believe that the newness of playing on Tuesday and Wednesday night in the MAC conference to be on TV is over. I think no longer does that do them an ounce of good.
That was a huge advantage early on.
Yeah.
You're right about that. And you're right. There's a lot of different things that we could ask them about, but I'd like to get their opinion on that, because that whole schedule and you can't have any consistency in your schedule, you know, plays a role in that. Definitely. It's amazing too. We talked about when they were struggling, they went through that stretch, and how often does it come down to blocking and tackling? You know, and that isn't just a cliche either. This is a quarterback coach, and you know, I refrain from making a joke about the quarterback play, but you know, that's what it comes down to. And he mentioned injuries, you know, going back to Nebraska's situation. Everybody likes to talk about all the other things. But, you know, those things play a big factor in your depth and in your success during the season.
This comes from John and Carney. Hey, huge strides in recruiting for Nebraska. They've jumped from 45th to 26th in the team rankings. But having a high class sometimes doesn't turn a program around. Ask Mac Brown how that's working out. Give Bo a little more time. Yeah, another recruit coming in for the Huskers as of yesterday out of a New Jersey. So really haven't heard about New Jersey in the Northeast as much in the last few years. Nebraska's had some really good players come out of there.
When I see recruits signed, I always look at two different things. You know, I don't look at their star rating. I look at who's after them, you know, and I also look at what they've done if they're falling under the radar and the big guys aren't going after them. You can develop them because we've had success and we've had failures with both. But, you know, I think anytime you beat Michigan State and Penn State for a defensive line recruit, that's probably a good sign. And by the way, the other thing is getting a guy to switch from Wisconsin to Nebraska, you know, that's a positive too. I don't know how they're going to turn out, but in the silly season of recruiting, you know, that's noteworthy.
That's the latest. Darius Slade out of Montclair, New Jersey, had over 20 offers, and as Monty said, it kind of came down to Nebraska, Michigan State, and Penn State. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday night's Midway PBR. You ever rode a bull?
Yeah, bull. Well, yeah, before they were castrated when we were branding them. So you consider they're more like calves. They're more like calves before, you know, my dad let me get on. I'd last about 1.5 seconds, and you know, and it wasn't Fu Manchu that I was riding either. It was, but you know, those were the days.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets here momentarily when we come back. Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. A moment with UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky. We are at the Kearney Country Club today for the Loper Lunch Winter Sports Edition, and that includes UNK Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches. Caller 5 right now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 5, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the PBR on Saturday night. When we come back, UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Lace him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to 38 for a high. Winds out of the southwest will meanwhile stay at about 5 to 10. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to 10 for a low. Then we'll head up to 31 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Doug and Dak show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein, producer Jeff, get us out of cue so we're not echoing in our head. There it is. We appreciate that. We are live at the Kearney Country Club today for the Winter Sports Luncheon, the regular Loper Luncheon, but twice a year they include Kearney High and Kearney Catholic to be chatting as well. And we are pleased, along with Monty Kratzenstein, I'm Doug Duda, to be joined by Athletic Director Paul Plinsky. And boy, the time does fly by. It hasn't been 4 months. I mean, you just say, well, you're kind of into your 4th month of a tenure here. Has it flown by that fast for you too?
It's gone pretty quick. I'm only at 1/3 of the way into my first year here, but yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride for me, and I'm looking forward to a little winter break here to kind of get my feet under me before we start the second semester.
Obviously, the reason, let's just jump right into it, the anticipation yesterday for the NCAA to announce regional and national championship sites, which I talked about yesterday. I'm not a big fan of 6 years down the road talking about where you're going to go, because the perfect example is UNO wrestling. What if Omaha, you know, had wrestling and they kill the program? So, right. But we had anticipated, at least I had, and I think the community had, that being one of the final four for both volleyball and wrestling, the Lopers would be fortunate enough to receive a bid. And although they did get regional bids for cross country and golf, the national bid, with all the success that UNK has had in hosting national tournaments, didn't come, and I guess that got to be a little bit of a bummer, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty disappointed yesterday, and, you know, I was in Kansas City for the MIAA athletic directors meetings, and as I was at the meeting, the conference was boasting about how they get the next 4 years for the Division II football playoff going to be hosted in Kansas City, and I thought it's a great thing for our conference, because we do have a really strong conference in football. But I was disappointed, and I went up to the commissioner and I asked him, I said, why do you think we kind of got the short end of the stick here? And you know, he didn't know specifically the answers. So then I went to the internet and looked at some of the places that were selected. And the first thing that jumps off the page is that the NCAA went to places that are somewhat off campus, that are at event centers. And so for us, it would be like the Viero Event Center. You can see that, you know, Nebraska volleyball is going to be hosting the 2015 Division I Volleyball Championships, but it's at the CenturyLink facility in Omaha. So they went to a neutral off-campus event center. So that was one trend that I noticed. The second one was that, you know, they like to scatter it around, especially to places that haven't hosted in the past. And I think our past success in hosting may have hurt us in the future with opportunities to host. And I was a little disappointed in that, because I thought Rich Broderson and our staff do an outstanding job of organizing the event and making it a first-class experience. But they're choosing to go another direction. I can promise you this. We have a call into the NCAA asking them for feedback and letting them, giving them a chance to give us some information on what can help us, so that in 2018, 19, 20, you know, when they go through this process again, hopefully we can be at the table and put together a good bid.
Well, I know the a lot of the frustration has to be you can only control so much, and I know you guys well enough, and the way you guys run the operation, that it was probably, you know, if in hindsight, there's probably isn't a whole lot of things you would change, but hindsight's 20/20. We learn from some things. Would you do anything differently going into the next round if you had to do it all over again?
Well, we spent a lot of time working with the Visitors Bureau on trying to reduce the cost of hotels and to make it really an appealing draw for the NCAA. And, you know, as I look at it further, there's some things that can make the NCAA really lean towards an on-campus site, and especially a city like Kearney. And some of them come in by way of complimentary cars for the national committee, or for, you know, people that are coming in, VIP treatment for individuals, you know, complimentary hotel rooms, or different things that the NCAA won't have to pay for that deflects the cost onto, obviously, the city of Kearney. But those are some examples of some things that I think that they, at the end of the day, they understand in Division II and III especially, you know, we don't have the means to do some of that stuff, but I think they're making a really clear statement here where they like the event centers to be hosting with conference offices because they feel like there gets to be a little bit of a tendency of swaying, you know, the home court advantage, if you will, which would definitely help us in volleyball and wrestling if we would have gotten those bids. But now they're moving away from that more and more because they don't want to give that advantage to an individual school.
Do we, and we're talking with UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky, do we even know when the next process, when this next process for years to come, is this next year? Is it 6 years down the road? Or has the NCAA even said when they'll be looking into the future?
Doug, quite honestly, I don't know if the NCAA will be in existence in 6 years. So we may be in a situation where I think the NCAA is going to try to get through 2018 and sort of figure things out from there, because the conversations that are being had right now at the Division I level with what to do with the football playoff system and how that will evolve, the conversations are into the trillions of dollars right now, and that could overwhelm the NCAA and put the NCAA in a position where they can't compete with that. And so these schools that are at that high level could ultimately pull out, and that would change the whole dynamic. And I'm hypothesizing right now, but I know that these are things that are being discussed, but we have no idea where it's going to go. My guess is that probably in 2016, they'll probably go through this process again, give schools a chance to bid for 3 to 4 years ahead of themselves and give schools an opportunity to plan and prepare.
Well, don't want to run out of time because I know we've all got to get upstairs for the Loper lunch, but 4 months on the job, we've had you on a couple of times. You're continuing to learn things, observe things, find out more information. 4 months into the job, what kind of stands out to you right now? What are some of the maybe a Christmas wish list for Paul Plinsky and some things that you really like and some things you continue to work on here?
Well, first of all, my family and I love it here. Kearney's a great city, so I would be remiss if I didn't say that. You know, I'm just ecstatic to be here, and I feel really blessed to have the opportunity to be in the community. Second of all, is I've already felt the tremendous amount of support from Chancellor Christensen and even Vice Chancellor Barbara Johnson. They've allocated some resources to help athletics to renovate our athletic facilities and do some things. So in the next 6 to 12 months, there's going to be a lot of transformation that we're doing in the Health and Sports Center. We're having a lot of planning meetings on our facilities, and it's everything from Cope Stadium down to University Village, which is also known as South Campus. And so there's a lot of momentum building right now. But at the end of the day, I can continue to come back to the question of where we're at with our scholarships. And, you know, the last 2 days I was at the MIAA conference meetings in Kansas City, and I look around the room at Central Missouri and Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood and Washburn and Emporia State. And these schools don't see us as a challenge right now. And I was really motivated by that. I came home thinking, you know what, we need to put UNK on a national map. And quite frankly, it'll get done in the sports of football and men's and women's basketball. We have a tremendous, you know, volleyball program here, great wrestling. We've got cross country, track, golf. They're all performing at a high level. Soccer, softball, men's and women's basketball, football are all going to take the next step up, and that's the goal. And so that's what I'm seeing right now, is I'm incredibly challenged to help support the coaching staff and move this whole entire program to the next level.
Well, I will say this, the daunting task of the political aspects versus the financial aspects of it, it has to be a challenge. But you know, part of it is having people like yourself with vision, and people having people around you that also can share in that vision. And everything I've heard from the community standpoint has been positive, and I will say that.
Well, that's good. I haven't had to make a tough decision yet.
So wait.
See when the critics come out. But yeah, I'm fortunate to be here. Got great support system, and I'm really excited about rallying with the coaches into 2014 and seeing some great things ahead.
We are in the winter sports season already. Your thoughts on what you've seen? And there's always a pretty big break here for the sports teams, and it starts here, I think, after this weekend for Christmas.
I love where we're at with wrestling. Coach Bauer is a tremendous asset to the institution and the Kearney community. He's got a program that's lined up right now. There was a on the internet, there was a post about St. Cloud State having the longest winning Division II streak. And I said, okay, St. Cloud, why don't you come down to Kearney and wrestle against us? But we'll have our chance against them. But I like the position he has us in right now and to prepare for that quest towards the championships in March. So we're in good position there. Men's and women's basketball are playing well at home, but they get on the road and they struggle a little bit. So hopefully we can get a little home stand here, and especially with men's hoops, get back up to 500 in the next 2 weeks and take a break. And then we're going to pick up a transfer that may help us down the road. And I think we've got some things that are going to start coming together. And so it's a building process, and two programs that are really in a tough position against the competitors in the MIAA. And then as we, you know, with swimming and diving and as we get into the spring sports, you know, indoor and outdoor track and field, baseball, softball, then we'll round off the golf season and tennis. It's a lot of things are going to come together in a fast fury, if you will, between now and May. So it'll be a good time for us to really position ourselves for the spring and for the future.
All right, Paul, we'll let you get upstairs and talk to the Loper fans. Come on out and join us for our Loper lunch with UNK. Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches here today at the Kearney Country Club. Paul Plinski, Athletic Director, thanks for the time.
Appreciate being here, and go Lopers.
We'll take a break. Be back with Luke Hoover of RotoWire on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. You've probably tried Hulu.com. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies in the living room or on the go, your smartphone, your tablet. Favorites like Jimmy Kimmel Live, SNL. Plus, you get Hulu originals like Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. Hulu Plus is just $7.99 a month. And right now, you can try Hulu Plus free 2 weeks. When you go to HuluPlus.com/Colin, that's HuluPlus.com/Colin.
Wendy's presents The Hypnotist.
What you reading?
Hypnosis in a snap. Oh, what you eating?
Ah, a bacon portobello melt from Wendy's. So mushroomy and cheddary.
Cheddary.
And this new brioche bun is so buttery.
Buttery.
Oh, you are totally under my command.
Nah, I'm just really hungry.
Wendy's bacon portobello melt is now even more captivating on a new buttery brioche bun.
Now that's better.
And participating with.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
With every good wish for your holiday happiness, thank you for being our friends and customers. A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the staff and management of Prairie iNet, your internet provider.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to 38 for a high. Winds out of the southwest. Meanwhile, stayed about 5 to 10. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to 10 for a low. Now we'll head up to 31 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Jim and Grand Island from the Dead Popper Inbox. Yes, I have to do this. Earlier when Jerry Godowski was talking about the coaches spelling out Ohio in the snow in front of a recruit's house, Monty said, well, at least you're not, recruiting for Tallahassee Institute of Technology, because that'd be something long to put in. Jim says, Tallahassee Institute of Technology School? Wouldn't TITS, Drawn in the Snow, be easier and more attractive to a high school kid? I don't know, man. Are you kidding me? Woo! Let's get to Fantasy Football Report, brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters. Luke Hoover from RotoWire joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot of questions to get to. Luke, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, let's roll through them. I just want to let you know that Snowmageddon killed my fantasy football season last week, but what are you going to do? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You got Nate from Minden is squabbling with you somewhere? I don't know. Let's see what we've got here. I've got a bunch of them. Let's start with James in Grand Island, who says, Cam Newton or Nick Foles?
Ooh, you know, it's a tough one, but I would definitely give the nod to Foles. He's throwing it, you know, exceptionally well lately. He was even productive in that, you know, that snow game. You know, adding a rushing touchdown and, you know, having some decent numbers for fantasy use as far as getting in the end zone. Cam Newton, you know, with the Jets, I think that Panthers D is going to slaughter them. They might not have to throw it or score all that much to win that game.
Jason Witten or Greg Olsen at the tight end?
Greg Olsen's a little bit banged up, but he's been more consistent than Witten. So if, you know, if he's active come Sunday, I'd probably prefer him a little bit.
Let's go to Mark, who says, do I go with McGowan or Romo in a standard league, 6 points for passing touchdowns?
Looking at the way they're playing right now, it's got to be McGowan. You know, Dez Bryant's, you know, I don't know if it's a lack of production is due to, you know, some injuries he suffered early in the year and he's just not 100%. It's kind of hard to tell at this point in the season, but Romo doesn't have the weapons. McGowan's got those two stud receivers and a pretty decent tight end. Yeah, he's just playing a lot better football than Romo.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire answering your fantasy football questions. You can email them to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. Dan says, Philip Rivers or Nick Foles?
Now, that one is a little bit closer, you know, because Rivers is probably going to have to throw it a fair amount tonight against Denver. But he only got into the end zone once against them, and it's happened a bit too much for my taste this season with Rivers. So he's a little riskier option. I like Foles better with a you know, weaker pass defense against the Vikings.
Scott in Kearney says, I had RG3, and then there's an expletive after that. So I need a quarterback, and he goes available, Kirk Cousins, Tannehill, Flynn, Fitzgerald, and Campbell. Boy, he's in dire straits here. Who do you suggest, Luke?
That is rough. And, you know, Campbell's coming off a monster week and has really good weapons with Gordon and the Cameron at tight end. But I would still give a slight edge to Ryan Tannehill. His football, you know, has improved the last few weeks. He's throwing the ball really well, you know, mixing in Mike Wallace a little bit more than he had been earlier in the year. Gotten back-to-back games of 300. And then this last week, he got in the end zone three times at Pittsburgh. You know, he's going to be playing in sunny Florida. It's hard to say what the weather will be like in Cleveland. So I would go with Tannehill.
Jordan's got a couple for you. He says, thanks, Luke, ahead of time. Standard league, he needs two of these three. Shane Vereen, Steven Jackson, Ben Tate.
Well, you can't bench Vereen at this point with his involvement in the passing game for New England. You know, Miami's also pretty generous to running backs. And I would give a little bit of an edge to Steven Jackson just because of that matchup against Washington that they seem like they've given up, you know, on the season almost. And Jamaal Charles just ran wild on them last week. They're not playing well on either side of the ball. So that's got to be Jackson.
Andrew Luck or Ben Roethlisberger?
I would definitely go with Roethlisberger. You know, actually Luck lit up the same Cincy defense he's going to face this week, and he's really improved his play in the second half of the season. I like what, you know, we saw out of Luck this last weekend, but he's been pretty inconsistent. The weapons aren't quite there for him, and Houston's actually pretty good at limiting yardage against passers.
Eddie Lacy or Ben Tate?
You want to clarify Lacy's health? I'm pretty sure he'll play, but he's not going to practice until tomorrow, it sounds like, dealing with a little bit of an ankle sprain. He has a much better matchup. You know, Dallas has been terrible against the run all year. And if Lacy's active, he has to play him. You know, and if not, Tate's not a terrible alternative option.
Let's go to the tight end position. He needs one of these four: Heath Miller, Corliss, Walker, Graham.
If that's Jimmy Graham, or I'm guessing it's
Garrett Graham. Yeah,
because Jimmy would be a no-brainer. But I would say probably Heath Miller. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, likes targeting him, particularly in the red zone. He hasn't gotten the end zone a lot this year. I think only one score, actually, but he stays involved in that passing offense. I think he's probably the safest of those options.
And Steven Jackson, Ben Tate, or Alfred Morris, pick two.
Well, I'd say, you know, Jackson, I like the matchup a lot, and I would probably give a little bit of an edge to Morris. You know, they've done very little with Kirk Cousins stepping in at quarterback. You know, they may want to feature him more than they have in recent weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see him bounce back down the stretch, and Atlanta is, you know, one of the worst defenses against the run as well, so the matchup suits it.
Just a last second here with Luke Hoover from RotoWire. We've got quite a few to get to, so let's run through them real quick here, Luke. This comes from Rich in Loop City. He says, at the flex, Riley Cooper or Michael Floyd?
Cooper. Floyd's a little banged up and has a worse matchup for sure.
Eddie Lacy, Ray Rice.
Lacy, you know, make sure he's active and healthy, but he's producing way better than Ray Rice right now, and Rice has a tough defense against Detroit.
Need one of these four wide receivers. Andy and Carney says it's not a PPR league. T.Y. Hilton, Steve Smith, Terrence Williams, Roddy White.
Roddy White. You know, he's seen double-digit targets the last couple of weeks. Again, that Washington matchup's, you know, pretty favorable.
And would you play Bobby Rainey at your flex over the rest of those guys?
You know, that's a pretty weak receiving core, even though I think Rainey has a down week because the Niners are a tough defense. I'd probably prefer that a little bit.
And Trent says Colin Kaepernick or Nick Foles?
It's Nick Foles. He's probably a top, you know, four or five quarterback this week. It's a really nice matchup indoors against the bad Vikings defense.
Luke, you're the best, man. We're going to let you roll and get back to your Thursday. It's a big week. If you didn't start your playoffs last week, you started them this week. Otherwise, you're in the semifinals, or as a lot of people like to call it, the money round. So we'll catch up with you again next week, and wish you a great December. We'll talk with you again.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Luke. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com for the very latest. I know you didn't have any questions.
Oh, I was spinning. My mind was spinning. You know, I love football. Fantasy football you know, is in my thing. But I'll tell you what, if everybody knew as much about their job as Luke did about his, the world would be a better place.
Well, that's high praise. That's high praise.
I mean, he knows his stuff. He fires some at him, and he's got answers for you. I don't know if they're right or wrong, but he's got a lot of answers.
That's our Fantasy Football Report brought to you by Fanatics. Don't forget, you can play the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge every week. Go to ESPN Superstation.com. Monty, last minute here. Anything else that you need to possibly bring up today?
I'm just saying that my own personal sponsor, the Pierre South Dakota Governors, and this new hat that I got, that I got a couple of comments on already, I can be bought. So for good apparel from any high school, college, I could be bought. Eric down in Hastings hooked me up, so I'm sporting it. So I'm cheap. I can be bought.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. Monty, always appreciate you coming in and joining us on the show. Always great to get your insight. You let me know when you got another half a day off.
This time goes fast. I must be having fun.
There you go. That's going to wrap things up. Loper Lunch going on here at the Kearney Country Club. Want to thank Luke Hoover of RotoWire, UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky, and former Husker and current assistant head coach at Ohio, Jerry Godowski, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, 11-1, so a whole lot of time to talk whatever you want, especially football. Jim Langan, my co-host, will have a little talk on Army Navy, his picks for a couple of bowl games, live from Fast Fills, the Nebraska Lottery, giving away some great items at Fast Fills in Kearney from 11-1. For Monty Kratzenstein, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.